What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the Honor Room Podcast, man. We took a little bit of a hiatus, but we're back, man. It's going to be a banger episode. We got a lot of fire topics. There's been a lot going on in the city, man. It's just the boys in here today, man. Internal pod. We ain't got no guests. So y'all know we about to go even crazier than we normally do. What's good? What's good? It's been a long time since we've seen each other.
Yeah.
What y'all been up to since?
Loki Noah's aged since the last time I seen him.
How have I aged? It's only been like
his voice is his voice is different.
Okay, can I explain why
I'm trying to dress younger? You know, like when people get so old, they try to dress younger again.
Can I please explain why?
Like Mike Tyson with his cheeks out.
Hold on, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that. Can I explain why I might sound like I have aged or whatever?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I was at Complex Con these last two days.
Complex Con. For everybody that doesn't know, man, we're recording this on Monday. This will be out tomorrow, so y'all will see it soon. But recording this Monday, man, just this past weekend, we had Complex Con, which is probably the biggest like pop culture convention in the world, basically. And they just got confirmed they're gonna do it again next year. So I guess it was that dope, man. So yeah, tell us about it, man. We see your post stories and shit, but
oh man, where do I even begin, bro? I don't even know. I'm gonna let you interview me. It's just been two days.
Start from Saturday.
So like, okay, you bought the tickets, you knew you was going, right? And it's like, there's a bunch of people that went, so you probably was already like, okay, we're about to go crazy. Cardi's performance Saturday. So like, what were you feeling leading up to Saturday as you were going there?
I mean, Saturday I was excited, but like I really wasn't I was just trying to see the vibe. So I pulled up at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, something like that. Cause I when it comes to events like that, I could never pull up
9 a.m.
Hell no. And that's I saw that on TikTok, like VIP people, like they didn't let anybody in till like 9:45 or something like that. So they had people hella weighing and stuff.
Yeah.
So when I pulled up though, so basically, what's that bagel restaurant that's on the other side of the convention center?
Beanie Siegel's?
No, fool. It's like
Bagel Mania.
Bagel Mania.
Beanie Siegel's bagel joint.
Oh, wait. Yeah. You talking about the rapper Beanie Siegel?
The one that owns Siegel Sweets.
Nah, we ain't talking about this.
Yeah, it's the guy that owns Siegel Sweets. It's his
bagel
place. Yeah,
but Beanie Siegel's a rapper, though.
Yeah.
Okay, anywho.
His name's Siegel, Steven Siegel.
I was confused.
Shout out to all the Philly Jones.
For sure. Shout out to the Philly Jones, for sure. Anywho, on that side of the convention center, there's a line basically like where you can get your... We had to line up they had to let us in to get our wristband. So that line was like maybe, I want to say, I probably waited like 30 minutes.
Damn, even at 1 p.m.?
Yeah, no.
I feel like everybody was kind of showing up late, so probably.
Yeah. It was still popping, but once they let us in the building, and they would let people in like...
Unk's still wearing his wristband.
That's what I just see.
No, I'm trying to take this off like past 2 days.
You gotta go tell me you don't got a pair of scissors at home.
I do. I'm just lazy to take it off. Anyway, can I tell my story, please?
You'll wear that till next September.
Oh, God. This is my Rolly.
Yeah, fuck it.
This is my Rolly. Anywho.
I was there.
Facts. Proof. Facts. Anywho, they would let people in like one by one a little bit, whatever. Then once they let you in, you had to go hit another line to actually pick up the wristband, or whatever. And then that line was maybe like, I probably waited for like 20 minutes, maybe. Then I finally got the wristband, whatever. And oh my God, the girl that was working the counter at Will Call, bro, man, she was fine as shit, bro.
I thought he was going to say she was fucking making my life hell or some shit.
Oh, no. She was great. She deserves a raise. Whoever she was, that
yeah,
I think she was Dominican.
40 million people said the same thing about her.
I think she was Dominican or whatever. Anywho.
No, it's happening to the Latinas.
Oh, hell yeah. Latina gang all day. But anywho.
Chat with Dr. Umar approve?
Forget that. Anywho. Once I got my wristband, I hit the convention floor, and like that shit was sensory overload, bro. Because that shit, I don't know. Have you ever been in New York?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never been in New York. I imagine that's what New York was like. It was just
like people everywhere and shit.
And I was like, this shit is crazy. So I was on the floor for like maybe.
On the floor?
The convention floor, you dumbass.
Oh, I thought you were like, he went on the floor.
Why would I come on the floor?
I don't know.
My sensory overload, I had to lie down real quick.
Yeah, you know?
You thought I passed out?
Yeah, but you did.
You know those people that lie on the floor and the dog gonna come lie down on top of them?
Yeah.
And shit?
Yeah, I'm about to know it.
Anxiety attack.
Oh my God. No, I almost had a panic attack, but just because it was too much going on. Anywho, when I was on the convention floor, what's it called? I was just walking around, just trying to like, I knew like once I hit the convention floor, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to the OTA booth and say what's up, but I didn't know where it was at. So while I'm getting over there, I see like a swarm of people going like this way across my line of vision and shit. And I was trying to figure out like, why the fuck is like, where are all these people coming from? And I look at like these crowd of people going this way. And I'm like, I just track with my eyes. I'm like, bro, is that 2 Chainz? What the fuck? And I was just like, yo, this shit is crazy.
Was it?
Yeah, no, deadass, it was 2 Chainz. Yeah. So that was the thing about like,
I didn't even know 2 Chainz was still like popping like that.
Oh no, he's still popping. Homie, he was walking around like the president type shit. And as any like really popping celebrity, like they had a fucking crowd around them.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So like on Saturday, I didn't see them, but like Ken Carson was there, Trav was there, Don Toliver was there.
Ken Carson's not all that.
Don't anywho. Can I just tell my story? You gotta stop it, please. Cardi was there. But everybody was there and shit. Central C was there. Shout out Central C. But anywho,
shout out the Mandem.
Yeah, shout out the Mandem.
Little guy's trying to process who that is.
No, I know he is. The white boy who cheated on Ice Spice.
He cheated on his girl with Ice Spice.
With Ice Spice.
My fault.
And he's not white.
He is white.
He's not?
No, he's not.
What is he?
South African.
No, he's not South African.
Oh, so he's African. So he got the pass. Respect.
Do he even be saying that in his raps?
He be cheating, so we know he.
Yeah, that's how you know he's not. That's how you know he is white, because he don't be saying it. Anybody else would be saying it.
Yeah.
Anywho, yeah.
Anywho.
We'll get to that in a later time. But Central C's N-word pass. We don't know. I'm not too sure. But
you should have just called him.
You could have issued it to him right then and there.
Central C, you black. Here's the pass.
Dog, his security would have jumped my ass if I said some dumb shit like that.
Did you see Ice Spice?
No, I wish.
What would you have done with all that?
What type of question is it, bro? Okay, listen.
Can we please lock in for our first episode back?
Please.
Let's keep it on track. Okay. I was gonna ask you, who's the most famous person you saw there? Or like did you get to meet anybody?
I did actually. So I have a list. I took a compiling list of people I met or saw on Saturday. So should I start like
least famous to most famous, and then we'll see if we agree on the order.
Kinda did. He started off with Ken Carson. I was like,
okay, okay, so I have the list from like chronological order, but okay, you said from like
just go chronological. Just
okay, okay. So first, I saw you know Nigel Sylvester, the BMX rider.
Yeah,
I saw him. Actually, I like walked by him getting the wristband.
Damn.
And I wanted to say hi, but I think he was like busy or doing something.
You were too shy.
I wasn't
starstruck.
No, I was not shy.
Mouth gaping open.
He was like, "Wait, are you into the double dot DK?" Like, I'm busy, kid.
It's
beat
into
it.
The TK. Why you're do like, y'all keep saying?
Like, yeah, I know that's what you told him. Yeah.
Anywho, but
keep going.
The list is, so I saw him first, then I saw 2 Chainz, and then it's kind of funny. I think I hit the OTA booth. Yeah, I hit the OTA booth. I said, what's up to everybody? And then I was like, damn, I'm hungry as shit. I got to go eat. So I hit the Family Style Fest because all the food booths or whatever was, they were outside and shit.
Yeah.
And I saw Static Selecta. Do you know the producer?
Yeah.
You know Static Selecta?
From he was with Joey Badass and all that.
Way back.
Nah, like recently. 10 years ago.
Yeah. But he's still dope. I mean, he's still popping, whatever. So I saw him. And then like while I was waiting in line with my homie, his name is Brandon too, my other homie. We were waiting to get a drink, whatever. Some dude popped up out of nowhere. He was like, hey, can you guys make way? Can you guys make way? Just make way a little bit. Can you guys make way? And I'm like.
And you moved?
Yes, because I'm like, I didn't know. I was like, I got to follow directions, right?
Just thought he was back in elementary school.
Right, but no, let me explain. Let me explain. So they made us like kind of like make a walkway a little bit for whoever was walking now. again, with this stuff is that like it happens so quick, you just see a mass of people, but you don't know
who it is.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So they were like, make way, everybody, step aside. And it was fucking Larry June. And I'm like, you ain't famous for all, you ain't that famous for all that.
Yeah.
Because we was outside.
Right.
Inside it was like, you might get mobbed or swarmed. Bro, we were outside. People were in line waiting for their food. I promise you, Larry June could have walked by himself. Nobody else was going to bother him. I promise you.
Facts.
I promise
you. That's the thing about me. Like, all the people you just named, like, I know who they are.
Right.
But like, I promise if I walk down the street, I would not recognize them.
Yeah, you're not
going to
bother him.
I was like,
shit.
I don't know who that is.
Right.
I wouldn't even know it was them. I was like, oh, I know who that is. But
right.
I'd be like, what up?
Like, when it
we're contemporaries now.
Right, exactly. Right.
You know what I kind of want to do? Not to get off track,
mm-hmm.
but it'll be funny as fuck if we go next year
mm-hmm.
and like, it's only 2 days, but I was going to say, like, we got to take turns dressing as, like, a celebrity lookalike.
Oh,
and then just
bro.
Get a bunch of people and be like, get out of the way, get out of the way.
Duh.
Yeah, Cardi?
Yeah, I could do Cardi, Trey, I could do all these motherfuckers. So, yeah, I saw Larry June.
Mexican
and,
OT.
And then, dog.
That Mexican
would be,
OT
that would be,
would be
yes,
because
you didn't
want to
do it for Halloween.
Yes, Mexican
yeah.
OT would be
next
goated,
year, bro,
chat.
That would be lit.
Yeah.
And then me and him are going to be in
security.
Yep. Please step aside, everybody. Step aside, make way.
What to do?
Mr. OT coming through.
Yeah, Mr. OT coming through. Come on. So, yeah, here it was actually Larry June and then, oh, shit, Keith Lee, bro.
Oh, yeah, I saw Keith Lee.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, Keith Lee was with, I don't want to butcher his name, Toby, or Tobe Nwenge. He's a rapper.
The fighter? Oh.
Anywho, yeah, I saw Keith Lee and shit.
I'm not gonna lie, if I saw Keith Lee in person, I don't.
No, he little
Lee,
as hell.
Keith Lee's like my height.
My fault.
Yeah, no, you're good. Shout out to Keith
Did
Lee,
he stutter?
I didn't talk to him though. I just saw him walk by. And then also I saw
you wrote him down though. I would have written him down.
No, I meant to write him down, but I was a bit so like
okay,
there was other people I saw that I did not get to write down and shit.
Yeah.
So anywho, I also saw I think it's AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I know
who
he
is,
but
yeah.
Okay, but
yeah.
Who else did I see? Oh, Babyface Ray.
Babyface Ray, yeah.
And you know what's actually crazy? Like I was walking this way back to the OTA booth with my homie Brandon. And then Babyface Ray and his crew were walking this way.
Yeah.
And like there was like a kid walking like on the other side of Babyface Ray. He's like, Babyface Ray, can I get a picture? Like, bruh, them niggas are street dudes. They are not gonna give you no damn picture and shit. What the fuck? But then actually
why did you ask for one?
No, I didn't ask for I was taking pictures of people. I didn't ask nobody for a picture.
I was about to ask that too, because I was like, I didn't see you post like the film like carousel shit.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get the film developed maybe tomorrow type shit. So y'all by the end of the week y'all gonna see.
Facts, y'all better tap in.
Yeah, y'all better tap in. Who else did I see day one? I'm trying to think. Freddie Gibbs.
Okay.
Yeah. Chase B.
Alfredo.
Yeah. Freddie Gibbs. I swear to God, when I looked at first, I was like, nigga, is that Tupac? I swear to you, I'm not even because he bald as shit.
Yeah, he is,
just
yeah.
like Tupac. I was like, oh shit, that's Freddie Gibbs. But
he be having that mustache too.
Yeah, and he was wearing like a sweatsuit. And for some reason, I think I was at the OTA booth, and I think I was sitting on a stool. And no, let me explain. I wanted to say hi or take a picture, but I was so exhausted from the whole day that I was just like, I just watched him just walk by. Like, that's what's up. I wanted to say hi, but like, yeah. When it comes to like, cause have you met celebrities and shit before?
Yeah.
You have to? Who have you met?
Shaq.
You met Shaq? Where?
he has a shop right here by the university. The Chicken Shack.
Big Chicken.
But you said a shop though.
Chicken shop.
The chicken shop? Yeah. It's
okay. You met Shaq at Big Chicken. Oh, by Maryland. How was that?
Whatever.
Does he fit in the doorway or does he have to like duck?
Well, okay. Two things.
Okay.
Yes, he has to duck. And like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like he actually kind of walks like slanted sometimes because like.
He's so used to it.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Right
but now. Like sometimes, you know, like when he's taking his photos, he's like, you know, obviously.
He'll stand up straight.
But second of all, like anybody who I see famous, I actually don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't take a picture of them. I don't ask for an autograph. I think it's just kind of like, it's a regular dude. I could kind of care less.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really tripping.
Don't get me wrong. It's like, I see him, I acknowledge him, like, damn, cool guy, whatever, but like,
yeah,
that's pretty much
us. Well, I have to document all this shit now because I'm on a podcast with you wonderful people. So,
not facts. Yeah.
Because I know you're going to clip in just all the other people we're talking about.
Well, you're going to do with all that.
What?
Shaq.
Huh? What are you talking about? I've been to Big Chicken before. I like Big Chicken.
Now, Big Chicken slap.
Big Chicken slap for sure. Yeah. The last time I went to Big Chicken, though, I had a salad.
My brother met Shaq there too.
Yeah?
Yeah. He told me the story. So one day, right, not to get off track, we'll get back to celebrities, but I was at home and my brother had went to school, right? So he comes home with food and then he's like, I was like, you brought food? You didn't bring me none? He's like, yeah, my fault. And then he's like, look who I met today. And he shows me a picture, right? And it's a picture of some dude's back. Like, it's just some dude's back, right? Yeah, like, back. No, but like, it's just a picture of some dude's back. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck is that? And he's like, look. And I'm like, what? He's like, that's Shaq. And I look closer. I was like, oh, shit, it is Shaq. And he told me that he was in line. And he's like, I was sitting in line. I was like one or two people in front of me. He's like, I just felt someone to pat my back. He's like, but his hand was on my whole fucking back and shit. Covered my whole back. And I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, yeah. I turned around and it was Shaq. And he was like, oh, shit, what's up? He's like, yeah, get whatever you want, young man. I got you. And I was like, you couldn't bring me shit? The fuck?
Shaq got like
$200 million, but he couldn't ask for an extra meal.
He forgot about your ass. Quick.
Facts. You know what I always imagine when I first met Shaq, or when I saw Shaq?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about like the Icy Hot commercial where he goes like, you know what I'm talking about?
Bruh.
He's been on so many commercials, bro.
Listen, we're gonna put the clip up for y'all because I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know.
How am I supposed to remember a random ICI commercial? Yeah. Shaq is on like eight different channels all at once.
He be doing the same shit. Be going like that.
Like the, what?
He put like the silencing emoji.
Emoji.
He be emoting.
Bro, we don't.
Anyways, I first saw him, I kind of expected him to go like this.
Do you know how creepy? Hold on. Do you know how creepy that would be if you just saw a celebrity just go
okay,
to you?
Okay, but how memorable?
Not just a celebrity. Okay, but 7'2".
Yeah, a 7'2".
400 pounds.
Yeah.
But how memorable would it be though?
It'd be memorable because it was creepy.
Yeah, in a bad way.
Yeah, in a bad way. Like,
I would have forget it.
The fuck? Yeah, exactly. In a bad way, you'd be like, traumatized.
I'd be like, Shaq tried to seduce me.
Oh my god.
Shaq top five now.
Shaq top five.
What are we going to do? Top five creepy NBA players or something?
Actually, low-key is up there.
Yeah, low-key, honestly. What did he say about Angel Reese?
I wanted to talk about that, too.
Okay.
But Nick, keep on going, Noah. You're talking about who else you see? Who else you remember off the top of your head, off your dome?
God, hold up. Okay. I mean, it was like Saturday and Sunday, but Saturday.
Off your dome.
Chase B. Who's the dude that was on the Raiders?
Derek Carr.
No.
Davante Adams.
No.
Henry Ruggs.
No. No. Anywho.
Josh Jacobs.
Hold on. Can y'all stop saying players' names?
You so asked.
No, but just wait. Is this a family feud? Hold on. Okay. It's the dude that he was dating the WNBA player.
Gerard Popolis.
Kelsey. What's her name?
Oh, Darren Waller.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him. Who else? I think I saw Gunna for like a second.
He was there.
Yeah, Gunna was there.
Yeah, Gunna, but no, Gunna came to like the ThriftCon booths like later in the day. Which then ties into kind of like my Saturday night. So I was at the OTA booth and what's it called? Around like 7 p.m. they started like kind of kicking everybody out and shit.
Right.
If you weren't like a exhibitor or whatever.
Vendor,
the fuck.
Yeah.
Right. So like it was funny, like security, it was like this one security dude, like as soon as it hit 7, he was like, all right, y'all gotta go. I'm like, damn, bro, it's not no. It's the, he was like a high school security guard. Yeah, you know, like when you would like hang out at high school, shit, like after, you know what I mean, after hours and shit.
Clear my hallways,
exactly. I'm like, bro, chill out, damn. But what's it called? I was just kicking it at the OTA booth and shit, chilling, whatever. And then what's it called? Shout out my dog Mikey. What he was trying to, Metro was performing at the time, because Metro had a set from 6 to 7, and then Metro was actually supposed to come to the OTA booth before his set, but he ended up kind of coming after, right? So the thing was, though, was that, like, we were back at the booth waiting hella long and shit, because it was either, like, we could just wait for him to come to the booth, but it's, like, tricky because Cardi was supposed to perform at 8, but Cardi got on hella late. I think he got on the stage at like
11.
9? No, it wasn't 11. It was like 9 or something like 12. That. It was like 9 or whatever. So anywho, back to the OTA booth, whatever, we chilling this shit, and you know, at this point in the day, I'm fucking exhausted. I'm like, bruh, I'm trying to get water. Did I eat? Oh, I think I went to go, I went to go get Trill Burgers. So thank God Trill Burgers was still open. Went to go get Trill Burgers, come back. They were still taking hella long and shit. And at this point, I'm like, bruh, I can't wait for bro. Shout out to bro, of course. But like, I'm like, dog, I'm finna just go hit the concert. It is what it is. So me and my homie Virgil, we walk in towards the, what's it called? Towards the concert. Because, what's it called? The concert... I wish y'all were on the floor to see the layout, but basically like half of the convention center was just for the venue. I mean, just for the concert.
Yeah.
Cause they separated it. They separated the concert with like these big ass industrial, with the big ass crates.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like the shipping crates, shipping containers.
Yeah.
So that's how they split the building. Damn. Yeah. And, we was walking by, that shit, whatever. And, like we were texting Mikey like back and forth about like whether Metro was gonna come or not, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm here by the backstage, whatever. I'm trying to get him back to the booth, but just, you know what I mean." So I'm like, "Oh shit, whatever." So literally, perfect timing this shit. We're literally walking away to like so basically like if we had walked too far, because it was like a video game type shit. Like security was still running around, so if they caught you and you know, the pass I have is just a GA pass,
right?
Which is orange, but the exhibitor passes were purple. So you needed that to be able to go back to the booth. By, you know what I'm saying? Right. So basically I was on some espionage shit. Like if they caught me with this, they'd be like, "Hey bro, you got to get the fuck on." You know what I mean? Right. Cause I can't tell them like, "Oh, I'm with the OTA booth," unless somebody's with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to make a long story short though, we get a text. They're like, "Yeah, Metro finna pull up." I'm like, "Oh shit, we literally loop back around like cops. A dead ass. We loop back around like
So you got to meet Metro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's it called? I go back to the booth and maybe like I wanna say maybe 4 minutes later, Metro pulls up with like all his people and shit. I'm like, but I was so tired, my eyes had to readjust. I'm like, holy shit, that's Metro Boomin. What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Right. So.
Bro seemed cool as fuck.
Nah, he is hella chill. Super, super chill. All his people are hella cool. He's cool.
Did he see you tired?
He for sure saw me tired.
He was like, chin up, buttercup.
he for sure saw me tired. I swear to God, like.
Why you giggle?
Huh?
Why did you giggle like that?
Because I was so tired. Like, when he got to the booth, whatever. Like, I swear to God.
You were trolling your hair?
Motherfucker, can I just say the goddamn story? Goddamn. Anywho, this motherfucker Metro was saying hi to motherfuckers like Nelson Mandela or some shit. Like, he was, I wanted like to dab him up, but
like
I
MLK Freedom
No,
watch.
I swear, he was shaking everybody's hand. He was like, How you doing?
Metro.
I was like, hey, no.
Mr. Boomin, nice to meet you.
Yeah, no, I swear to God, I was like, hey, brother, nice to meet you. That's literally verbatim what I said. Hey, brother, nice to meet you. You know what I mean? So, whatever, he got to shopping and shit, and he was buying up all the, what's it called? All like the vintage wrestling tees and shit like that. So, if you want to sell him vintage, have it be wrestling, he's probably going to buy it. And then I made sure to ask him like where he's getting all these WWE belts from. And verbatim, he told me, "Oh yeah, WWEshop.com." Like the way he said it, it sounded like an advertisement. Right, I was like, "That's hard."
Like they paid him to say it.
I swear to God, it was the way he said it. I was just like, "What the fuck?" He bought hella shit. He bought all the OTA jackets and shit. Then he just posted up with like Mikey and everybody, took pictures, and yeah, then he got on his merry way. And so yeah, and then I got to take photos of him too. So when y'all see that role, that's gonna be dope. And nice. Then everybody went to the Cardi concert, and this is where do we even start with Cardi, boy? So I missed all of Opium, because remember, I was back at the OTA booth, Metro, helping out with Metro, whatever. So when I hit the concert stage, not the concert, what am I saying? The concert floor, it was just pitch dark, right? There wasn't no, I don't even think there was no DJ, nothing. They just had it standing in the darkness. And then I'm trying to remember, how did this intro go? I think I Am Music started flashing on the screen, if I remember. It's been a blur. I can't remember. But then his first, Cardi came out to Hood by Air. Excuse me, Hood by Air. And like the stage is on a platform. Mm-hmm. So like everybody had their phones up and shit. So we were in the back. We were on like the left side, but like the back.
Right.
Because they had like this like almost like fence kind of surrounding most of the GA floor. But like, bro, like the convention center so big is that this shit looked like it almost looked like both Trav's looked like a Rolling Loud stage, and then Cardi's looked like we were at like a big ass garage underground rave, if that makes sense.
Like that place you was at?
Dead ass, yeah. Yeah. No, that's
it. Kind of did, cause like I saw people post videos. I was like, yeah, this looks like,
yeah.
Cause then you could tell it was like not a stage, but like it was.
Yeah,
flooded.
No, his stage is on like a platform, and the platform almost looked like a, you know, like when a bridge is opening up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It looks like that. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. It's like his stage is on an incline.
Yeah.
So he's just going through hits, and like I swear to God, bro, I thought I was gonna catch an epileptic seizure, cause it's just like.
Hella lights everywhere.
Yeah, it's just, is that the light switch right there?
That's the emergency light.
Oh, okay, whatever. But it's just like,
right.
White flashing light for like 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it felt like a Blade movie.
Yeah.
Type shit. Speaking of type shit, he performed type shit, obviously. He was running through the hits. And then he actually did some new songs. He did
unreleased ones.
Yeah. One of them was already popping on TikTok, and then the other one, like, he flipped like the Snoop Dogg. What's my motherfucking name? Snoop. He flipped that, but he like sang it. So the song goes like, it's on YouTube. You can find the clip, whatever. He's like, "What's my motherfucking name? What's my motherfucking name? What's my mother?" It sounds like a Lil Wayne song, honestly. But shit's hard though.
Which Lil Wayne song?
All of them. Or any song Lil Wayne dropped in 08. 6 foot,
7 foot?
Let's get back on track.
A Millie?
Anywho, you're trying to distract me. Anywho, the concert was lit as fuck.
Millie.
Oh, that's another thing too, bro. The thing about Cardi fans is these motherfuckers worship his ass.
Yeah, I know. It's literally a cult. Yeah,
listen. I'm a Cardi fan, but like that's it. These motherfuckers are like Cardi disciples.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even joking. On Saturday, I probably saw at least like 20 to 30 Vince Carter jerseys backwards. Like, they dressed exactly like, bro.
Right.
Fucking the Vince Carter jersey, a pair of Tims, and some baggy-ass pants. I'm just like, bro.
What do you think it is that draws people towards Playboy Cardi?
Bro, when I was at the show, like, I'm like, this nigga's like, this is some rock star shit. Like, if you watch shit in person, you're like, oh, I get it now. This shit, like, Trav's show, like, in comparison, is on, like, some like, house party shit, right?
Yeah.
Trav's shows have always felt like a lit-ass house party. But Cardi's show, and this is my first time ever seeing him, Cardi's shit is on some, like, industrial, German, goth, rave, I don't know, it's like a... I think y'all saw my story, it was like, somebody lost their shoe, I'm like, oh, yeah, he never made it out.
Yeah, he got sunk to the ground.
He got sunk to the sunken place. But that shit is hard. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just
But
different.
I guess, like, how do you draw enough people in to go there? Because I understand what you mean. Because there's certain artists, like, the music hits differently, like, in a car, on headphones, man, and then, like,
you know,
live.
You know what I explain it as? Probably with, like, for a different time. Like, you know how motherfuckers was fans of Marilyn Manson and shit in the 90s and the late 90s? It's probably, it's like that for these kids type shit.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like older than like a lot of these fans and shit. So for me, like Trav 2014, when he dropped Rodeo and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's for me, that's like how motherfuckers look at Cardi now.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, don't remind me. I know. I'm old. Oh, unk shit.
I was in preschool.
He wasn't in no
class of 04.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm tripping. But yeah, Cardi shit was lit. Performed for like an hour. And man, I'll tell you, like, I was beat, dog. I was fucking beat. Oh, let me tell you a funny story too. So once everybody let out back at the where I was telling you, like around Bagel Mania and shit, that's where everybody got let out. You know, like those like taxis that like in New York, it's like a dude on a bike and he has like the little buggy behind him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right. So I walked up to that dude. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to make it to like Circus so I could, you know, catch an Uber or whatever and shit. And he was like, oh, yeah, minimum $100. I'm like, I literally cursed in front of him. I was like, bro, you got to be fucking kidding me. Have a good night, bro. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's the thing. When they know people are tired as fuck and you're like, because they
almost did. I was just like,
they know,
he
like,
almost
your,
caught me.
They know your mentality is like, oh, I just spent like $150 in here plus food plus shopping, fuck, I'll just pay extra $100 to get to my car. I'm too tired.
Yeah.
They be taxing motherfuckers.
So anywho, that was Saturday. Am I missing anything, Trailburg? Oh, there was definitely a stripper pole for sure.
Yeah, what was that about? You literally posted it on stories and then me and Benji seen it. We're like, the fuck?
Yeah, no. So when I was walking to the OTA booth the first time, like I hit a corner. So actually, there's two booths right next to each other that were funny as fuck. The magazine Hustler, they had a booth, but their booth was nothing. It was just all white. Like literally just like, imagine that all these walls were white. And then they had like, basically like a you know, like the, what's it called? You know, like when you step into like that glass booth or whatever and you have to grab the money.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like that shit.
Fuck.
But it was like a magazine frame of like a Hustler, whatever. So like I saw that I'm walking, so I'm like, I'm not like checking it out like that. And then the booth next to that, I turned my head. I'm like, hold on, is that a girl on a stripper pole? What the fuck? That's really, I was like, what the fuck is it? I'm like, yo, what type of shit is this?
Whose booth was that?
Sexy Red's. The Sexy Red's booth. Yeah.
She was there?
No, she wasn't there. No. But
what the fuck was she selling? What were they selling?
They were selling like
merch and shit?
Yeah, clothes and shit like that, from what I remember. But it was definitely...
Cannot step inside no Sexy Red booth, bro. You might catch something.
Yeah, for sure. Fuck. It was definitely a girl on hitting the pole, though. What else was that?
How long has ComplexCon been a thing?
ComplexCon's been a thing since like 2016. So this is like the 8th one, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was a girl dancing the whole time on there? Was it different girls? Like, did it ask random people to come on?
No, bro. They had a designated stripper.
The whole time?
Yes. You think they're going to let random people hit the pole?
You were there the whole time?
No, I walk by. Do you not listen when I talk?
What do you think? He had no extra money for the fucking cab at the end.
Exactly.
Threw it all.
Wait, no. I did not have cash on
me,
y'all. Please, hold on.
Let me ask you for a ride.
Hold on.
A real one.
Hold on, bro. Everything was expensive as hell, bro.
How much was food?
Oh, food was not cheap. Trail Burgers, it was like...
$80 a
meal? No. Trail Burgers was like $25 or something like that.
That's not bad. Not bad considering it's a convention.
It's not bad, but...
Yeah.
It was good.
It's bad, yeah.
But, you know, anywho.
And okay, we should have our own convention.
No. We need a booth at ComplexCon
first, but we need our own convention eventually.
Yeah.
What fuck Complex doing nowadays? They fell off, bro. They fell off.
They fell off big time.
You can't talk shit about these motherfuckers,
bro. But I'm saying, like, with all the love and respect in the world, like, they fell off. Like, they need help. Because really, they stopped caring about shit and they just thought like big names was gonna carry them. Because remember when they had the biggest thing they had to me? Sneaker shopping. When they started sneaker shopping, that shit blew the fuck up.
That shit fell off too.
And now, yeah, now who the fuck, we don't care about that shit no more.
Okay, so we just fucked up our complex conscience for next year.
Swap me shopping, clear sneaker shopping.
Yeah, that's true. And I agree with that. Next. Yeah, if Complex want to give us money for swap me shopping.
Swap me shopping. Swap me shopping will go way harder because, like, imagine you have all these celebrities. Like, the thing is, they try to keep it private and be like, oh, look at all the shoes they're buying. Mm. Fuck that. Take them shopping to the swap meet, bro. Let them interact with people. What, you know how many that, flippable yeah, moments you would get?
That's a good question. What celebrities would y'all want to take swap meet shopping to Broad Acres?
T-Grizzly.
T-Grizzly? Why T-Grizzly? That's a
random fucking
buzzer beater. What y'all finna buy?
Yeah. I don't know. I think he'd be pretty
hit the cool. Hit the Rolly store with the Rolly.
They for sure send the Rollies.
I think T-Grizzly would be pretty cool. He'd just be like, we wouldn't know what the fuck is going on.
First day out
out of prison. Yeah. They were preying on his downfall type.
Imagine Playboy Cardi at Broad Acres, bro.
Bro, that would, you know what? They'd probably think he's the devil or some shit the way he is to be dressing.
He low-key is.
I think he is. I'm not over there, bro. Acres
right now. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm not even religious like that, but his shit for sure demonic. I'm sorry. This nigga did, you know the new single he dropped? Upside down, cross, all red. Bro, I was grabbing my rosary like a motherfucker. I was like,
You're still shaking your ass up there.
I wasn't shaking my ass. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
I was lit at a con. I was.
What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now?
I was headbanging.
You were literally hopping up and down on the couch.
Because I'm not standing up. I wasn't throwing it back, bro.
Okay.
Anywho.
Yeah, anywho. Let's...
Anywho, Cardi was lit, so. Whatever, I finally got home and like.
Was there people doing podcasts? I heard, I saw something like there was people doing live podcasts or some shit like that.
Yeah, so not, I'll say more like interviews. Like they had like these little stages, like all kind of across the floor and shit. And people were good, but not live. Not live podcast. I didn't see any podcasting really. They actually, I'll be like,
lit. We could do that next year.
If like Drink Champs and them, they, anything like that, any of these clips that you've been seeing recently, like right now, one that's catching traction, we could talk about it a little bit, is the Lil Yachty shit. Mm-hmm. That was on the second floor. So all the shit, the convention floor was on the first floor.
Right.
Fucking Yachty, he started popping at the dude in the crowd that shitted on his Concrete Boys Air Force One. I was like, damn, I wasn't there. I didn't see it. Was
Caribou there?
No, she was not. I think just Yachty was. I don't think the other members of Concrete Boys were.
Are they even still a thing anymore? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think they're back at the UPS 9 to 5.
Oh,
not
bro.
Yachty. Not Yachty. Not Yachty Rich.
The rest of them, but
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, the rest of them, shit.
Hey, but no, I mean, speaking of Caribou, she's coming to town in December. I'm going to get backstage tickets.
All
right. I thought you were on
what
the
fuck? What you mean? I thought you were unplugged. I just told. Hold up. Y'all been playing on my name this whole episode.
I promise. Look. I promise. If you get 2 backstage tickets, you leave them in your car. You go to the gas station. You get down. You don't come back. The window gonna be broken. We're gonna be 4 tickets now. Yeah. Promise you.
Oh no, bro. She's on tour right now with Mariah the Scientist and Lotto.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up. Chow Tomo.
I thought you were on that snow bunny shit.
This dude. Anywho, I'm pulling up.
Dr. Umar proud?
I don't care what Dr. Umar talking about, bro. I'm a photographer. I gotta get my these photos in. Y'all better. Oh shit! I met Kalen for real too.
Who?
The rapper Kalen for real.
Don't know.
Doesn't ring a bell.
In your top 5, Pee Wee Longway.
Rick Ross.
Shout out Rick Ross.
Started up the car with his nipples.
Huh?
That was Kevin Gates, little guy.
Oh,
be nothing of this. All right, but anyway, let's pivot to another topic. Recently, as in Friday night, Netflix hosted their first ever boxing match.
Yep,
and it was completely trash. Netflix was not ready at all. Their servers kept crashing. The video kept buffering. But guess even what was the only thing that was shown in 4K, 60 frames per second?
Mike Tyson's ashy ass butt cheeks.
Dominatrix mode.
No, bro, can we please talk about that?
Yeah.
So who was interviewing Mike?
Okay, so this is the thing, right? I told him I don't think he knew either.
Because I just saw the clip on Twitter. I'm like, what the fuck is Mike doing?
So I'm scrolling, right? And I see a video of Mike Tyson being interviewed. And the caption says, no way Mike did that, right? With crying emojis. And I'm like, did what? So I'm listening to it get interviewed, and the interviewer is asking him like, hey, basically like a regular question.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, are you ready or something like that? And Mike Tyson was like, yeah, you know, I've been training a long time. I've been prepared. I'm ready to go. So mind you, this whole time I'm thinking Mike probably answered something crazy or he did something crazy in the interview.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, thank you, my son. And he kissed the dude on the cheek.
No, he kissed him on like the neck.
On like the neck or something. Right here. So was that, I don't know if that's actually his son, by the way. I don't know if it's his son.
I tried to read, I don't know
if it's his biological son or if it was just some young kid. He's like, you know, he was old head and I'm like, come here, son. Whatever. So then I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, that's weird. But it's not like crazy weird. Like, it's not clickable, right? Mike Tyson turns around, takes two steps.
He waddles.
And you see his whole fucking bare ass cheeks out on 4K, 60 frames per second Netflix. That was the only thing they got, like, without interruption. That shit was not buffering, bruh.
Buck ass naked
in the back of the fucking dressing room. How the fuck would they do that shit?
Look like a juggernaut from Black Ops 3.
Oh my God. Okay, so what did y'all think about the fight, first of all?
Elderly abuse.
It was sad.
Yeah, me too. I like
when he was biting his gloves, I was like, damn, he got like the Alzheimer's.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, his legs weren't under him at all. Like, you could just tell he was like cobbled. He had a knee brace on and shit. And you could tell he was trying to like bounce. I had that little boxer step.
Right.
That shit was not working, bro. He would do it like twice and then he would be flat footed as fuck walking forward and shit. I was like, damn. So the first round, he actually didn't do that bad. I thought he won the first round. And then after that, people are saying it was staged and he could have still won.
I think so.
I don't know. Like, at the end of the day, okay, go.
Look, the thing is, it was a good show for the first round, in my opinion. But then I think Jake Paul got like a decent hit. And after that, it was just all downhill. I think, like, I personally think it was in the clause that it was supposed to go X amount of rounds. Light hits, you cannot knock out Mike Tyson. That's what I think was in the clause. No matter what, it was like, this is not going to go public. You cannot knock out Mike Tyson. And there was like a moment when Jake Paul hit him and he had a chance to do like a double combo. And you just see Jake Paul go like this, like loaded up. And then he just kind of like falls back. And I'm just like, nah. And then it shows to Mike Tyson and he's just like, I'm like, bruh.
He was sucking his thumb?
Yeah, he was.
In the ring?
You ain't see that?
No. I saw him like, all I saw was like him crying. Why was he crying?
Dude.
He wasn't crying.
He was biting his glove. He was biting his glove the whole time. He's just like, I'm just like, bro, you in the fight, bro.
Hey, little guy, you're not asleep. Stop trying to pinch yourself.
I think mid-fight, he thought he was like watching a VR game. And he was like, maybe. Yeah.
He's like, Chat, can I get out of the simulator, please?
He must have forgot he was at fucking AT&T Stadium where the fucking Cowboys play. Yeah,
where the Cowboys are playing right now.
Right now as we speak, yeah.
I think he forgot, but...
Nah, I don't think it was in the clause. I just think at the end of the day, he's a 58-year-old man. Like, I get it. At one point in time, he was the scariest motherfucker on the planet.
But that was in the
80s. But that was in the 80s, bro. That was in the 90s, bro. It's been 30 years since then.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Can we please talk about the interview he did with that girl, Jazzy? Y'all didn't see that?
No, I don't think so.
Bro, they asked Mike, this girl, it was like a young girl. She asked him, like, Mike, how you feeling about the fight? And then this nigga Mike answered,
the little girl.
What did he say?
He's like, I'm ready to die or something like that.
Life is... I can't even...
Oh, no. She said something about legacy.
Yeah.
And he was like, who cares about legacy? We all gonna die anyway.
It was like the darkest answer ever.
To like a six-year-old little girl.
Yeah. And the girl's just like, well, thank you, Mike Tyson, for coming on. And I'm just like, bro.
So, I don't know if it was in the clause. I think he's a 58-year-old man. It's been 30 years. I think they said it's been 20 over 20 years since he stepped in the ring. To me, like, I don't think he has the power to knock out Jake Paul. First,
I think second, he's
too slow. No, I don't think so. Unless he gets like
a good cheap
but
shot.
Even just one good hit, I think it would rattle Jake, but I don't think it would knock him out. And the other thing too is, if Jake would have knocked him out, like as much as people are hating on him now for beating up on Mike Tyson, imagine he knocked Mike out. Oh, we would hate him forever.
Yeah.
Because, bro, not only did you pick on an old man, you knocked him out after the fight had already been postponed because Mike had a health issue.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been over for him. So I think for him, although in the past he has been the guy that's been like, I don't care, I want people to hate me. I think at some point in time, not only does he really respect Mike a lot, but he knows like, okay, this is just too far. I can't knock him out, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think he could have if he really tried.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do y'all think?
Nah, you're right. You're right. It's just like, I seen a funny ass tweet. It was like, if you want to see a 58-year-old fight a 27-year-old, just put me in a room with my dad. I was like, dog, that's kind of true. But I mean, like, I'll just leave this on the floor. Like, where does Mike go from here? Like, is he done fighting? Or?
He should have been done fighting.
He should have been done before this.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. But they said he got paid like $20 million.
Yeah, they said that.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anybody else he could fight that'll get him that level payday.
Yeah, no.
Unless he fights Jake's brother.
Logan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even then, I think it'll be slightly less.
The thing with Logan is like, Logan's jealous of Jake Paul.
Yeah, he is. So Logan will actually try to knock
Logan,
him out.
Yeah, well, Logan
he'll be a
try
dickhead
to,
and try to knock him out.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's the thing now. It's like 60 million people watch this fight on Netflix.
I saw something that said, I think 8 million people at one point were watching AB's stream.
I watched it too a little bit. It was on Twitter. I was like, bro, because he was actually there.
CTESPN.
So,
yeah, I don't
know. So, what other fights y'all trying to see, though? Because, what's it called? Wasn't Andre Ward talking about, like, fighting Jake Paul?
Yeah, Gervonta Davis called him out. There's also this other British boxer. I'm blanking on his name. But he's, I believe, heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
Retired already, but he called him out as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I don't think... The thing about Mike Tyson is he was global. Like, he was a superstar.
Sure. Everybody's a fan of him.
Everybody's a fan of him. Like, he is Muhammad Ali level. He is, like, Mayweather level. He was that famous.
Damn near bigger, low-key.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, because he's been, like, in movies and shit. Like, he has a pop culture icon. He's bigger than, like, Mayweather. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't think Jake can really fight anybody. Because the thing about him is he's not going to fight a real fighter because he knows he's going to get his ass beat.
Right.
He has to fight like somebody that's
he has to
like,
keep fighting like these like...
These like MMA people.
It's always like the people Jake fights, it's always like an asterisk.
Yeah,
upon,
exactly.
Like Mike, 58 years old.
Yeah.
Who else did he fight? Yeah.
It'll be like MMA fighter, retired, and like not even a boxer anymore.
Yeah.
And they're always like... Guys that fight in way smaller weight classes than him.
Yeah.
Like this dude's walking around at 200 pounds. He's fighting dudes that fight at like 140, 150 and shit. So, I don't know.
Unless Jake wants to take on like a straight up, head up, like boxing match, we'll see. But I swear to God, I feel like this shit's like all wrestling. Like, I feel like Jake eventually they're going to lead it to like him fighting his brother at like WrestleMania or some shit. That's what it feels like.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
That WWE shit pay money too, though.
They'd be world
superstars. Like at one point in time, I think it was John Cena that was getting the most Make-A-Wish requests.
Yeah, and I think he fulfilled like a lot of them, honestly.
Yeah, I think he's done the most, so that's crazy.
But shit, what else we got to talk about? Oh, yeah, I want me to talk about Sunday?
Let's close with that. Let's talk about the Shaq shit with Angel Reese.
Okay.
All right, so like, tell who knows like the context?
Well, I know they... It was Angel Reese's podcast.
Yeah.
And Shaq was getting interviewed by Angel Reese. Now, I didn't see the clip, but all I know is he said something to the effect of, I want to see you dribbling oiled up.
Fuck ass naked.
Butt ass naked.
I don't know if he said oiled up. Everybody keeps saying oiled up. I don't think he
said
oiled up.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say that? No. I thought
he
said
that. He insinuated it.
Nah, I think he said in them little ass shorts. Something like that. Because I saw the clip. So for everybody that doesn't know,
less clothing.
No, I think he said those little ass shorts. Cause so just to give context, Angel Reese has a podcast. She's a WNBA player. She was the one that was in a college rivalry with Caitlin Clark. That's how she kind of got famous. Mm-hmm. And now they have this kind of like unspoken thing where they don't actually talk about each other, but they, you can kind of tell there's like a little bit of tension.
Yeah, but it's stupid. Because she's real... irrelevant as shit.
Okay, Benji don't like
Angel. I fucking hate Angel Reese.
Okay, regardless.
Annoying as fuck.
Okay. Regardless. Don't crash out yet, little guy. She has a podcast.
And I'll watch it.
Previously, relax, bro. So she and Shaq had gotten close because she went to LSU. Shaq went to LSU, and she called Shaq uncle and shit. Supposedly, yeah, they had like a good bond. He'd be giving her like advice, like a
mentorship
shit.
Type shit.
Yeah, like a mentorship. So on her podcast, she has Shaq on, and they start talking about the thing that all WNBA players love to talk about, like how, why aren't people watching WNBA? Why is the regular NBA more popular? Yada, yada, yada. And Shaq basically says, well, there's a few things you could do. And Shaq always says this, by the way. He always says, you guys got to lower the rim.
Lower the
rim. If you lower the rim, girls are going to start dunking. It's going to be more competitive. We love to see that shit. And then she basically goes, no. Which I don't know why all WNBA players hate this, but they always say, no, it's not fair. We want to play on the same thing as the men. Which to me doesn't make sense because they play with a smaller ball. 3-point line is closer. Yeah. Regardless. So Shaq then proceeds to say like something to the effect of, another thing that would help people watch was if y'all was out there in them little ass shorts. I'd like to see you out there dribbling the basketball in them little ass shorts you got. Something like that, right?
No, he was like, I like to see you dribbling the little ass shorts you were wearing to.
That's why, because
she had popped out to somebody. Yes,
man. So I think it was an NBA game or something.
Was
like
it
that.
NBA?
I think. Well, there's been a few times, but here the point is,
it should never look good.
No, yeah. The point is, I don't understand why I don't
cap.
Okay.
The point is, I don't understand, to me, why there was so much backlash on Shaq and why there was so much backlash. I think even she said something about it. Because to me, is this, right? There's no way you go out there like that in public knowing you're going to be photographed.
Oh,
you post pictures of yourself looking like
stop.
Let me finish. Let me finish. Then you can say something, right? You go out there like that.
Let me get this.
No. Look. You go out there like that in public. You post pictures of yourself like that. You let other people take pictures of you like that. But when someone says, yo, you should do that during a basketball game, that's where we draw the line? Like, why does that make sense?
Because the way I see it, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, that's okay. My take.
So first off, I hate Angel Reese.
Sure.
I think she's so annoying. I don't give a
fuck. Bro, did you holler at her and she denied you or something? What's wrong with you?
No, I don't. Like, I generally just find her annoying. But not the point. Point is like, I think the way she had, the relationship she had with Shaq, I think Shaq just made this crude comment in the sense of like, Angel Reese is actually like kind of pouring out her heart saying like, hey, I think we shouldn't lower the rims. Hey, I think we want this equality. Now, whether or not that's true, whether or not she's like wrong, for lack of better words, the point is like she's actually pouring out her heart to someone who she kind of values, their opinion. Hence why she brought him onto the podcast. Hence why she's hung out with him multiple times in the past.
Sure.
So for him to kind of just make this crude comment like, yeah, let me see them in the little ass jeans and the little romper.
Jeans.
The little ass romper.
That you were wearing romper. Same shit.
She was wearing some romper.
All right, but don't add lib on Unk. All right.
My fault.
Shout the check.
So for him to be like, yeah, I want to see you in that little ass romper again. And like he goes like this.
You gassing it. Right? You gassing it.
And it's like for her, she's going to be like,
you ad lib that. That was all you.
Tell me he basically ain't do that.
Okay.
He ain't basically do that.
All right, give us the Unk take.
Yeah, give us the Unk task. And okay. By the way, whatever your opinion says, you cannot comment on whether or not Angel Reese is valuable or not valuable.
You talking too fucking much, bro.
Why are you setting the rules on what you can say or not?
Who are you to tell me what
you
to say?
You can't say this, though, by the way.
Yeah, what the fuck? What am I podcasting for? Unk take. Shaq was on some bullshit. Let's just keep it 100. You can't be telling.
I think so.
Nah, he was on. What you huffing and puffing for?
How?
Yeah, how are you huffing and puffing for?
Okay, yeah, let him speak.
Bro,
leave that to the casino.
Listen,
this guy.
Listen, bro. If we brought Caribou or Mariah the Scientist or Lotto or any
I'm
of those people,
same shit, though.
Can I fucking talk?
Sorry.
God damn. Anywho.
Good.
If we brought any of them to be interviewed and take this dumbass's place, which I'd much rather have.
Sure.
I can't go look at them and say, God damn.
You actually can, by the way. But keep going.
Yeah, I can't look at them and be on air talking about some, God damn, you ever think about doing a podcast? Hold up. See how disparaging that is?
Nobody said oiled up. Ad-libbing. Yeah, you ad-libbing. Because you know what? He just exposed what he really wants to say.
He wants to say injuries all
He really wants to say that shit. I told y'all.
My See, bad. I'm that's sorry. My point. I'm because... sorry. I'm sorry.
So it's, whole point got
so,
cooked.
So it's bad when Shaq does it.
It got cooked.
It's bad when Shaq does it, but when no one wants to.
But when no one wants Mariah the Scientist oiled up, he's like, now it's okay.
You got that right.
See?
But listen, okay, listen, we cannot be on here making, because I didn't agree with your point. You were talking about, what'd you say, bro? You said,
like, if they do that if already, going, yeah.
If they're walking out dressed like this, yes. And don't, bro, a woman should be able to dress however she fucking wants.
I agree.
Okay, then.
But my point is, if you want to dress how you want, if somebody comments on it, you don't get to just be like, well, you don't get to say that, right? Like, if I wear some beat-up shoes outside and someone's like, yo, you got beat-up-ass shoes outside. Yeah, homeless. I can still wear them shoes, but, like, at the same time, I'm like, damn. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, no, you can't look at my shoes, you know?
I get what you're saying, but, like, there's a difference between someone making a disparaging comment about your shoes, but that has nothing to do with who you are gender-wise.
Okay, so
what to do with her gender-wise?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with
it. Actually, no, I think you're actually being a hypocrite right now.
Yeah,
because you're blaming Shaq for saying that by injuries, but then you're just basically saying, like, hey, Mariah the Scientist, oil up. Same.
Thank you.
Same. Thank you.
Hold on.
Thank you. Because you're like, yeah.
Y'all twisting the fuck out my words.
No.
I'm proving y'all. I'm saying... When I said that example, I said that's disrespectful.
Horrible
to say.
Example, by the way.
Yeah, a horrible example. I know, but I'm saying that's why I said it.
Right. Because
it's disrespectful.
I get you.
Yeah. So I'm saying Shaq was being disrespectful.
Okay. But my take is this, right? If you don't want people to say that, just don't wear that.
Actually, but that's my problem. You can't say don't wear. You're policing women.
I'm just saying this. If you don't want someone to speak about you wearing this, don't wear it. Otherwise, you got to deal with people talking about it. If somebody dressed goofy
as fuck, let's be honest, they're going to talk about her anyway.
Okay, so then,
okay, but
then
yeah,
it doesn't matter because they're going to talk about you anyway.
Yeah.
Look, if somebody dressed goofy as fuck to Complex Con, we would be on here clowning them right now.
Oh, Lord, it was some...
So why are we going to be sexist and be like, okay, women can wear whatever they want, nobody's allowed to say shit, but men can wear some shit, we could clown them, we could say they dress shitty, they got no taste, they're poor, they're this, they're broke. I'm just saying, like, we should, like, no matter what you wear, if we see you in public, we should be able to talk about it.
But unfortunately, that's not how the world works.
No, but it's like when Travis Scott dressed up as Batman for Halloween.
People were like, oh, he looked like the flea from like Lucha Lucha.
Yeah.
See?
And it's like, yeah,
he deactivated his own Instagram for that.
He got
Angel Reese ain't deactivate. She took that shit. She ain't deactivate. Travis Scott, a little soft ass, deactivated.
Yeah, he deactivated. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Was that a little bit of bullying? Sure, but he got to know, like, hey, when you post it on the internet, people are going to talk about it.
Not only that, but, like, you a public figure.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Like, if we start posting podcasts and people are like, yo, Noah, you said this, or you dumb as fuck, you did this. Oh, Benji, you an idiot.
Oh, they already started.
Exactly.
Calling.
We can't be like, yo, I don't think y'all should be able to speak on Benji because he got a learning disability. Like, oh, my fault. I was ad-libbing. My fault.
Yeah, ad-libbing. My fault, Chad.
Benji does not have a learning disability for
that
the
we
record.
Know.
Not yet,
that
Chad.
We know of. That he hasn't been tested for. Yeah, we don't know.
Very self-induced.
Yeah, self-induced. For sure, self-diagnosed.
Nah, okay. But like the thing is, I think for Angel Reese, I kind of agree with in the sense of like, yeah, she can wear whatever the fuck she wants. And to be honest, I don't care. Like, I really don't.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't care if people say like, damn, she's so hot. Because there's some people who take to the stream and they're like, yeah, oil up, be there in 5, like Noah. And then I'm just like, okay, that's a little too far. But whatever, I'll let it slide because I don't give a fuck. And there's other people who are like, hey, she has no talent. She does nothing. She brings nothing to the podcast.
All her rebounds are off her own misses.
Yeah, and it's like, sure, okay, cool. That's another extreme. But like at the end of the day, she's some type of public figure. And I think at that, like, you got to understand, someone's going to talk about you whether or not you dress half naked, whether you dress in a full-ass skirt. That's going to happen regardless. Now, Noah, for you, you're like, hey, in this world, we can't be saying that. Here's the thing. What's better, for you to say it out loud and the people to know about it, or you to have the thoughts inside your head and people never know about it? Because prime example, you're like, hey, I'd like to see Mariah the Scientist oiled up.
But I ain't going
to
say it.
But I ain't going to say it in front of her. In fact, I'm going to sit 5 feet away from her and just be thinking in my head, yeah, I wish she was oiled up right now.
Y'all twisting the fuck out my point.
No, no, okay, okay. Let's say it's not Noah. Let's just say some of them Alfredo, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just say Alfredo was like, I wish he was oiled up right now. To me, if she left and Alfredo was like, oh, I wish he was oiled up right now, I'd be like, dude, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'd much rather him be say out loud and be like, oh, I wish you were oiled up right now.
So you would much rather him say that to her and
I don't know.
A creep?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because no, like, you, in that instance, know, like, he's making instance, her feel directly no, uncomfortable.
In that instance, I can call him out and be like, Alfredo, that's weird as shit.
So that's like the one thing I would agree with y'all on about the Shaq thing is like, I don't know if he should have said it to her directly because he is like a mentor or whatever. But if it was just some random person, like at the end of the day, Shaq really in his position, not to like defend him and shit. I don't know that dude. But like, I feel like he was just saying what everyone was thinking. He just was the one who was like, well, we were all thinking it. I just said it.
And Shaq's always been a freak lately.
He has, but like still. So you know what he's on. So you knew like he was thinking it.
Okay, that's what we can agree on.
Yeah, Shaq's just a freak.
This
for
dude
that.
Is just a freak. Yeah. He's an old freak.
And low key, I think that's Angel Reese's fault for taking him as a mentor.
Not facts, for sure.
I can agree with that.
Yeah,
because you know
you should have been because Shaq, all his kids done graduated. They done left the house. Yeah. He lonely.
Yeah,
Angel Reese fine, tall, the whole shit. What other, like, she's already in the league.
I wouldn't say fine.
Okay, that's your opinion, my brother. She's already in the league. There's nothing. There's nothing else. That Shaq can teach. She don't need any more teaching.
Would never say fine.
Why you keep saying that shit? She bad, bro. What the fuck you talking about?
Hell nah.
Okay, you tripping, bro. Okay, who you think is fine then?
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Demi Moore?
You about the troll?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
You about the troll? Nah, I don't know. But yeah, let's close out. I wanted to ask before we end, if we have a booth at CompassCon, what would we do?
Live podcast.
Live podcast?
Yeah. Like if somebody walks by, we're going to be, hey, bro, come here.
That'd be fire. I know that you could also do, they had like little stages where people did like talks and presentations and shit.
Yeah.
It would be dope to do.
Yeah, if we had one of those, that'd be dope.
Like a TED talk?
Yeah, kind of. But like three idiots on the stage.
I think it'd be cool to like.
They're going
to
throw shit at us if we get
tomatoes. Yeah. We don't even get those, bro.
Yeah, trail burgers.
Yeah.
I think a good podcast over there would be like us like kind of just talking up there and like people are walking around, so not really paying attention, right? So it'd be like, hey, let's find the biggest idiots around here. And you show the camera and it's just like, you see someone like a nose fit and they're like, hey. Hey pal, hey buddy, hey brother, come on up here.
What do you mean? Stop. What do you mean as somebody in Noah's? Are you calling me an idiot?
No. Okay, but then Noah comes up and he's like, hey, what's up, y'all? And he comes out with the fit flexing, comes out with the you know, the blue collar jacket.
OTR chain.
The OTR chain, and you're like, hey brother, I know it's your fit.
OTR Air Force One.
You know, it's like that type of like shit where it's like people get to see first hand experience. Like
I think another thing we could do is like a live show talking about like the history of Complex and just going back in time like the most iconic moments since like the conference started.
And talk about Central CZ smashing Ice Spice.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, but why? You've been on one today, bro. Ever since we came back, we took too long of a hiatus.
Yeah, it's like he was like storing it in. He had no outlet.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have all these thoughts, but I have nobody to share them with.
Homie acting like Wolverine when he hopped out the tub and shit. Ah! He done just freaky energy.
If you see me coming.
See you coming.
No, like walking in.
Oh shit, yeah, you on one, bro. You might need to take a beatbox. Chill out, bro. Or a cacti. I'm sorry, a cacti.
Maracas?
Cacti. That was that's another thing about ComplexCon, bro. They literally were handing away Rockstar energy drinks and cacti like it was going out of style, dog. I didn't drink any water for 2 days. Just cacti.
Yeah.
That's
your
like
organs, your organs crying right now.
Mm-hmm. His liver dying.
His liver screaming for help.
I peed before I got here. That shit glowed in the dark. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I believe it.
His liver.
Shit broke the toilet.
His liver damn near took a Mike Tyson body shot in the 80s.
His liver started sucking his gloves. Yeah.
Like whoever was fighting John Jones, remember when he hit him with the kick?
Miocic? Yeah.
Yeah. And he just started kneeling like this. That's how my kidneys feel right the fuck now. But
that.
Besides that though, let me close out the episode. I don't really got nothing else to say. It's been another banger episode.
We didn't talk about Sunday, though. You want to talk about that, or that's it?
It was lit. That's it.
That's it.
There ain't nothing really to talk. Sunday was cool.
That was pretty concise.
It was lit. That's it. That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, another banger episode of On the Run Podcast, Cool's Podcast in Las Vegas.
Anywho.
Shout out to my co-hosts, Benji and Brandon and Alfredo. He's in the field right now. picking strawberries. I don't fucking. Where is no, that's not racist.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
Because if Alfredo came out here, it was like, where's Noah? He's in the field picking cotton. Yes.
But fuck. I mean, shit.
But it's fine when Noah does it. But when Alfredo does it, it's a problem.
Shaq shit.
And it's literally Shaq.
Hey, I'm on one too. Fuck it.
Like, we all on one. Fuck it.
Hey. Another banger episode down. Y'all got any last words, last remarks?
No, I think that was it. But man, anywho, yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, hopefully you guys tap in, man. We're gonna be more consistent. I know we took a little hiatus, man. It was, you know, just walking in the fall right after Halloween. There was a bunch of shit going on, but we're gonna be locked in, close out the year strong. A lot more banger episodes on the way.
Yeah.
Social medias.
Oh, you already know. Follow me at Into the
@G.TK.
Whatever my fucking name is on Instagram. Y'all know the name by now. Follow into him the TK at, was it Ocho Benji?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then follow him at AKABTG.
There you go. Follow the podcast page too. OnTheRun.pod. YouTube, Spotify, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff, man. Be tapped in. Be on the lookout for the film photos, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy. And hopefully we get to interview some of those people someday. It'll be dope to kind of
Full circle. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And be on the lookout for us, man. By next year, ComplexCon, we're going to have a booth.
Even though we just shitted on Complex.
We're going to make it lit. Complex, we want to work with y'all. We got a lot of good ideas. It's all love, baby, at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you already know what's going on. Another episode. We out.
Peace.
It's lit. See ya. Keep that, please.